kick the Stigma event going on at Hampton Dumont Cal during their soccer game against Charles City April 16th. Right now we're joined by some of the members of the Hope Squad, and I'll get your names here first.
Hi, I'm Autumn Jansen.
Hi, I'm Nora Dunwald.
Hi, I'm Reed Masters.
All right, so Nora, we'll go to you. When people hear Hope Squad, what are you talking about? What is Hope Squad?
So it is a peer-nominated organization, and essentially, sometimes it's hard for kids to just go straight to adults when they're struggling, so we are the connector. Whenever a kid is struggling, whether it be suicidal thoughts or just rough things are going on at home, they can come to us, and we can connect them to a trusted adult that can get to the next level and get them some help.
Very good. Now, Autumn, how do you feel this importance is to have a community event like this, you guys representing Hope Squad, and just having a community event with another school coming here as well, just the importance of that?
This is a really important topic to me as someone who has dealt with suicidal thoughts. So I think bringing attention to this topic is very important.
All right, Guy, at the end, I already forgot your name. So what's your name again?
Reed.
Reed. Okay, Reed, can you kind of talk about the importance of this, holding this as well and representing Hope Squad?
I see it as more of a community event, and it really, especially like outside of our school and like parents and everybody, they can gather together and really like appreciate the students and bring like awareness to something at like a sports game, like the kick the stigma as it is called. And it brings awareness to like mental health, and I think it's a great way to get the community together and basically just togetherness. I don't know.
Well, and you guys had a Slam the Sigma event about a year or so ago in basketball, so it's a play on words with sports, so that's great. Nora, I'll go back to you with your stand here. What are you guys kind of doing during the event? This will air after the fact, but what are you guys doing during the event to kind of promote what you guys are doing here with Hope Squad?
We have a little booth set up, and we are having everyone that comes by write down what they are thankful for on a card. They can also draw a picture with that, and then we're putting it all up on the board, and hopefully by the end of the night, we'll have a lot of things that people are thankful for in our community, and it can bring a lot of positivity to the area.
That's awesome. Anything else you guys would like to add about the Hope Squad? Autumn, you only talked one little bit. Is there anything else you want to add?
I don't know. This cause is important to me, and it's worth it to me.
Reed, any last thing you'd like to say too?
So I originally heard about the Hope Squad through a friend at another school. Shout out Sumner Fredericksburg, a little further than Radio on the Go is used to.
Hey, you know it. That's good.
But they really brought awareness to it, and then we had a speaker come in, and they talked about it, and that's kind of where it got going. And we have so many wonderful staff at our high school that have been able to put this together and really make it a possibility, especially Kick the Stigma, Hope Squad, and just pretty much everything at our high school. And that's one of, like, coming from a background outside of this high school, not growing up here my whole life, this school has become a really important part, and I believe we bring our students up really well, especially from younger ages, and we, like, treat each other positively every day, and I think that's what this embodies.
All right, very good. Well, Autumn, Nora, and Reed, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.